Welcome to the Habit for College Athletics podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast is created for fans of Habit for College Athletics to get to know some of the great student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features men's squash player Lawrence Ward. The senior captain has 25 career wins, making him one of only 12 players in men's squash history to achieve the mark. Ward also set a career high with 10 wins last season, 9 of which came to the number 3 ladder position. In this episode, Lawrence discusses his time at Haverford, how he got into the sport of squash, and much more. Here's how the interview went.
My first question for you would be, how did you get into squash when you were younger?
So I started playing squash at a pretty young age. My high school actually had it, and I played in middle school. And I went to Chestnut Hill Academy, so it's like 20 minutes from here. And basically I started in like third or fourth grade, and just as like kind of an after school activity, and took off from there. So
who were some of your influences with getting involved in the sport?
Well, definitely my brother. He was he started before I did, and he's a year and a half older than I am. So he plays a lot. He played in college as well. But also, like, you know, like classmates and friends, close friends who played a lot in school.
Who's better at squash, you or your brother?
My brother is far, far and away better than I am.
It takes a big man to admit that.
Oh, well, I mean, I can't hide it.
when you were in high school, what are some of the things that attracted you to Haverford?
So I actually didn't really know much about Haverford, even though, like, the proximity to my high, you know, it's 30 minutes, 20 minutes from here. I didn't know much about the school. I knew about Haverford School, like, the high school across the street, because they were, like, our biggest rivals. But, so my mom went to Bryn Mawr. And in 11th grade, we started talking about colleges, or it was like, yeah, the end of 10th grade, 11th grade. And my college advisor went to Haverford. And so he suggested the idea, and then my mom also backed the idea. And then I started looking at the school and talking with Nikki, and just things came together from there.
So you wanted to play squash when you were in college?
That was part of the process? Absolutely, yeah.
How do you balance your life as a student athlete?
Well, I mean, I guess it, as best as I can. I mean, it's like, it gets pretty, I procrastinate a good amount. At times, pretty well. Other times, not very well. I would say that it's actually interesting because it's almost easier to manage your time when you have little free time, especially like in season. I feel like I get work done more productively, which is interesting, as opposed to like when you have those 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon completely open. I tend to like do other stuff and just, you know, not do any work instead of like, so I don't know. I mean, either I get the work done or I don't. I don't know how well I balance it. I don't have any methods. I just do it or don't, you know?
That's probably okay. Is there one particular moment academically at the school that has stood out since you've been here? Whether it's an interaction with a teacher or a good grade on tests, is there one moment that kind of sticks out?
Academically, it's hard to say. I mean, there have been definitely a bunch of moments. I think, I'm a music major, and so I've taken a lot of classes that are just incredibly interesting. And I think that one of the better classes I've taken would be my Italian keyboard tradition. I play piano, and we got to play the harpsichord, and I got to learn a lot about the instrument and I got to play, I got to perform some pieces on it that we learned on the piano in the class, and I also got to try the organ as well. So those are two moments that were, and doing that, I was able to meet a professor and teacher who knew all about both instruments, and she kind of taught the class like the history and kind of the craft of figuring out how to play it. So I mean that's definitely was the most involved and enjoyable academic, even though it's kind of, you know, it's playing mm-hmm. playing the harpsichord, but yeah, that would be up there.
You said you play the piano. Is that your favorite instrument to play?
Yeah, I mean, it's the one I'm best at. I play the violin as well, but I'm much better at the piano. So I definitely I can sit down and just play for a while.
Is there a particular song or particular thing that you like, that's your favorite to play? Is there one that's your go-to?
I like the Rachmaninoff a lot. He's a classic, he's a Russian composer. And his Prelude in C-sharp minor would probably be my favorite song to play. It's just a banger of a hit.
Is there one moment athletically in your 4 years playing squash that kind of stands out?
Yes. I actually forget what team we were playing, but in squash, you know, it's best of five sets or games in a match, and it's always kind of incredible to watch, or to especially to participate in a match where you start off 2-love or love 2, you know, you start off 2-down and then work your way back up and win 3-2, because you have to win the next 33 points basically to win the match when you went down the first 22. And I forget what team we were playing, but it was one of the first matches in my life that I have started off 0-2 and then had to kind of fight my way back, and I ended up winning in 5 in like what you would, I guess, call overtime, which is like extra points, like win by 2. It was 14-12 or something, but it's definitely a high point, is to be able to know that you can kind of push back from such being in such a bad position.
Last year you had a really nice year. You set a new career high in wins, and you're inching up the career record board list. You know, what have been some of the major changes from you as a freshman to where you are now as a player?
It's always hard to kind of like compare yourself to your to how you used to play, because you don't have that, you know, you don't know at what level you were at that point. Like, as a freshman, I can't play my freshman year self, but I definitely think I've improved a great amount here through the help of our coach. Nikki's incredible, and she works us really hard. I think everyone on the team has, everyone who's playing on the team has improved an incredible amount in just however long they've, you know, been here with Nikki. So.
In last year, you guys had a really nice year. You know, you guys had your most wins, you know, in close to a decade. How have you managed to manage your expectations and help the team to improve this year?
We're just trying to keep that ball rolling, and just keep that momentum going into this season. And this season, I mean, we have probably the strongest team, definitely the deepest team we've had, I think, with definitely my 4 years, with very, very strong freshmen. You know, we have high hopes for this upcoming season.
Transitioning back to your academics, have you done any types of internships in your 4 years here?
So I've worked for two summers. I've worked at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, this past summer, I worked there. I was a surgical research intern, and I mean it was an incredible experience. I got to basically what I did was I made teaching videos basically as game film or instructional videos and game film for surgical teams and for med students, depending on what procedure they're doing. I filmed 4 procedures that were upwards of 12 hours in length and then condensed them into versions that were anywhere from, 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So it took a lot. It was a lot of, I really had to make sure, you know, every step that I made, I was double checking with one of the people in the department, to make sure I was doing everything right. But it also took a lot of research to figure out where and when is appropriate to kind of how to refine something that's that long into its most important parts, and so that's what I did this past summer.
So what are your plans after college? Do you have anything lined up or kind of have an idea of what you want to do?
I think I'm headed in the med school direction. I'm taking the MCATs in the spring, and I'll be applying either this spring or next, but I'm definitely taking a year off hopefully continuing my work downtown, if not doing research somewhere else hopefully in the Northeast, Eastern Coast. So that's it for now. I mean, I see myself in the medical field.
All right, so this part of the interview is just some quick rapid-fire questions. Just give me
the
first thing that pops into your head. Favorite sports team growing up?
Favorite sports team? I get Phillies.
Favorite movie?
Oh, okay. Probably Good Will Hunting or maybe Ice Age or something, you know.
That's too different.
That Scrat character. You know, didn't that little rat looking thing, that squirrel? The squirrel thing. Okay. Always got to me.
Okay.
It was a weird character. I liked it though.
Favorite book?
There is a book I read. Wait, favorite book? Yeah, last summer, I think it was called Moonwalking with Einstein.
Favorite food?
Chicken parm.
Your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Cartoon. I didn't really have a favorite superhero, so I guess South Park.
Which character?
I thought Cartman was pretty... I like Cartman. But Butters has got to be my number one. He's my superhero.
Your most played song on your iTunes playlist?
Most played song.
There's got to be one go-to song that pumps you up before a match.
Yeah, before a match. No, those are two different things.
Okay.
Because it's like, I don't know. I mean,
what's
my most played song? I know for a fact is Halo by Beyonce, but okay. I don't know if that's like it was like a glitch in the system and just like was on repeat for a few days or something, because it has like 2,000 plays on my old computer and I definitely didn't listen to it that much, but that has the most plays on my iTunes. I think if you sat me down at a computer right now, I'd look up like Ellie Goulding. Something like that. I don't know. Some pop song.
Okay, you don't have to deny your Beyonce love. That's okay.
I'm not definitely not denying it. I you know.
Just not sure how
you I'm just not that much. I'm not sure. I think my computer is trying to say something.
All right. And these questions a little bit more deep thinking.
Oh, jeez.
Share a personal fact that no one would ever guess about you.
No one ever. I had heart surgery. I've had a double open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
So, definitely something you wouldn't guess. Unless you saw my chest. Unless I were shirtless, and then you could probably figure it out.
Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a deserted island with?
Yes. Well, definitely not Nate Shade. that's a fact.
Which will be devastating to him
because it's crazy because it's funny that what would happen is like Nate would just get flustered, you know, he wouldn't really know. He would get plopped down on the island and then all of a sudden be like, what's going on? What am I doing? And then
that's why he picked you to help.
And then
him
it's
out
like
that.
And then suddenly yeah, but then now I'm dealing with that. You know, and then it's like, wait a minute, shouldn't our top priority be getting off this island, not like, you know, figuring it out and helping him kind of calm down. But anyway, so definitely not, probably Will Greer. We think similarly in terms of like figuring out how to solve problems and he would do something. He would do something wild. Like he's a sailor, so okay. Like he would figure it out, and like he would be manning this boat if we had one. Hopefully, we had one.
That seemed like a good decision.
He'd definitely know how to. He has like this internal compass. He knows like magnetic north. I don't know what it is. So,
you have three wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes. You cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
Three wishes. I'd probably want to. Be able to time travel. Now that would be cool. A lot of money, I guess. Is that like a standard wish? And probably like be something that I'm really not good at. Like be something good. I'm like really not good at. I'm really not good at like basketball. So probably just being really good at basketball. Okay. I don't know.
What is the number one thing on your bucket list?
Number one thing on my bucket list is to go to space.
Okay. So would you want to go to a planet or would you just want to travel into space?
You know, ideally a planet would be nice. Realistically, I could settle with like a high altitude plane flight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you don't want to end up like Matt Damon.
You don't want to end up like that. No, that's a bad situation.
You talked about time traveling. Would you go to the past or future?
I'd probably go to the, I'd probably stop time.
Really?
Yeah, I'd stop it for a little bit. That'd be fun.
So you would stay as a senior?
I would stop time. And if anything, I think going to the future would be cooler than the past, because we know about it. We know what happened. So like what? there's nothing more unless you could change it, and there's like the whole butterfly effect, and suddenly right. Like I don't know what. I don't want to deal with that. For that.
So what are you most looking forward to about traveling to the future? Would it be like flying cars, the iPhone 20, or
iPhone 20?
AI.
Yeah, jeez. There's just so many options here. Probably the evolution of like to see where like men's footwear goes.
Okay, that's
yeah. Different. You know, it's like well, not I. Hey, let's not it, men's and women's footwear or all footwear in general. I guess I should say.
Are you an avid shoe collector? Or
no, I actually don't really. I have like a few pairs of shoes. I don't know. I just think it would be like. Are sandals going to become obsolete? That's okay. The real question.
All right, that's the number one question I would want to know.
I mean, you know, it's these are things that keep me up at night. It's like, what?
If you had a golden ticket and go to any concert, past or present, who would the band be?
Concert, Nickelback.
Nickelback, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What song would you want them to open with?
Photographs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was that your favorite musical group in high school too? Or?
No, I actually really don't like Nickelback.
So you just want to go to hate lessons.
I know, you know, I would just go to kind of experience the whole what's going on there, what other people are like there. It's an unknown world to me, you know. It's like
so you
it's almost like going to another planet. It's like What is this?
So you would hate listen. You want
to? I wouldn't mind it. You know, it's not terrible. People hate it. People don't like it. Don't like his voice, or I don't know what they don't like about him, but maybe his hair. So I don't know, like something about him. But
all right. So you want a different experience? You would want a different experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You are going to a dinner and it can invite three people past or present. Who would they be and why?
Past and present. I would invite my my grandpa. Didn't get to spend much time with him. Probably like Nate. Just have him there.
So you can talk about your time at Desert Island?
Yeah, we can talk about this. Talk about what, yeah. We said about each other. Probably this guy called, his name's Martin, is Max Martin, or Martin Sandberg. He like writes all of the music for every single pop star that exists today. Like Backstreet Boys, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry. He writes all their music and he's Swedish and no one knows about him. And he's, he'd be interesting to talk to. Definitely. I feel like,
okay.
I hope at least. Yeah.
All right. My final question is, you're walking to the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
I'd say, do you like what you see?
Okay.
To my younger self, who is looking, gazing up at my older self. I guess we're the same height. I haven't grown since then, so... maybe looking just directly at, you know, eye to eye. And then we'd have a pretty intense conversation. And then I'd be like, yeah, why don't you come here? You should probably come here.
Thanks to Lawrence for coming onto the podcast. Please subscribe, download, listen, and rate the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Stay tuned for more winter athletes coming soon. Thanks for listening, and go Fords.